Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Bundle up for an hour covering multi-channel bundle development. We'll start with Fox's Tubi, where new made-for-TV ghost flick Harlan Manor unfolds Friday. Co-writer and director Stephen R. Monroe joins me next. We'll turn after the bottom of the hour to newcomer Clips TV, which has a few innovations up its multi-channel sleeve. Our guides will be co-founder Ed Sullivan, Patricia Sullivan, and Stacey Jolna. Also ahead, Byron Allen picks up an HBCU content venture, Amazon's TV sets start selling, Netflix bids for New Jersey space, and our new classic trivia winner. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Verbal, and Reason. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in our program. Great to have you with us for the special Wednesday edition of the program All About TV's Current and Future. 58 degrees at the top of the hour here in the Big Apple. The rain is gone. The winds have died down. We had about 3-4 inches of rain in New York City proper, more than that elsewhere in the metro area, but it's all done, and hopefully things stay that way for the rest of the week and into the weekend. Great to have you with us. Wonderful guests coming away over the next 60 minutes, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone and call in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. Shy about the phone, no problem. Use our chat room. It's available for you right now. SimonApple04 is the name, and you will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the promo is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Speaker, TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions. I'll see you live with you. Stephen R. Monroe, co-writer and director of the new Tubi flick, Harlan Manor, which premieres on Friday. He joins us from Los Angeles after these news notes. Byron Allen added to its catalog of TV ventures this morning. His media group acquired HBCU Go TV, a service featuring content produced by more than 100 historically black colleges and universities across the country. HBCUGo.TV, launched 9 years ago by former ESPN and BET executive Curtis Simons and partner Clint Evans, viewers through smart TV sets and gadgets. In a statement, Simon said Allen's goal is to have the venture become, and I quote, the ultimate destination celebrating the excellence of HBCUs and their alumni, unquote. Amazon's new line of smart TV sets with Fire TV as the operating system hit retail stores nationwide today. Depending on the model, the prices range individual sets from $410 to $1,100. Amazon's new smart undertaking follows the launch of X-Class sets from Comcast, the nation's largest cable system owner, last week. Now our quickies. Netflix is making a bid to turn 89 acres, of Fort Monmouth Army Base in New Jersey into a multi-stage production center. This portion of the base was closed 10 years ago, with bids on its future usage requested until January 12th of next year. More than 10.5 million people watched Game 1 of the World Series 2021 on Fox last night, won by the Houston Astros. That's up sharply from last year and short of how Game 1 did in 2019, according to early Nielsen data. HBO will premiere Missing Persons docuseries Black and Missing on November 23rd. A documentary special about the relationship between African Americans and law enforcement appears tonight on Bounce TV, titled Protect or Neglect. And that is news notes for today. And now joining us live from Los Angeles, the co-writer and director of one of Tubi's first original made-for-TV movies, Harlan Manor, that premieres this Friday, Stephen R. Monroe. Stephen, welcome to our program.
Thank you very much.
How did you get the opportunity to do this made-for-TV film for Tubi?
Well, my manager, Fry, produces films for Tubi, and we submitted this script, and they liked it. So after 5 or 6 years of trying to get it done, we got it done, thanks to Tubi and Mr. Stan Spry.
Mm-hmm. Give everybody a sense, before we get into the making of Harlan, about your background. How did you get involved in co-writing and directing films or TV shows? And it seems that, from what I understand, you have a very major background in doing horror films, suspense films, the kind of things go bump in the night kind of flicks.
Well, I don't think the podcast is long enough for me to go through my whole history, but I come from a film family. My father was a cameraman. My mother produced and directed theater. And my sister is an amazing editor. And I started at about 19, 20 years old to work my way up through the ranks to become a director. I went up through the camera department because that's where my father was and it could keep me closest to the actors and the director. I spent about 12 years doing that. And then I started directing. It's been about 27 years now. And yeah, I kind of stumbled into the horror thing. I started out, the first few things I did were thrillers. And then one got marketed as a horror film. So then that got me another horror film. But kind of done all genres at this point, even down to Christmas romantic comedies. So I just like to consider myself a working director.
Mm-hmm. What inspired this particular movie, Harlan Manor?
Well, I really enjoyed the format and the genre of, you know, the paranormal investigators. I'm really into it, and so are my kids the last few years as they're, getting a little bit older. They got into it. So I wanted to do one that got into the psychological thriller aspect and the emotional aspect that hits these paranormal investigators when they do these things, because I didn't feel like that had ever been touched on. So that's a very heavy element in this. So it's not just a standard horror film. It gets into what makes these characters tick and what happens to them, you know, when they go into these places and lock themselves down for a night, the effects that it does have on them. So that's kind of what I wanted to write, being I hadn't seen that before.
Mm-hmm. When you were just talking about that, it reminded me of one of the great classic films of its kind from the early 1960s called The Haunting, starring Julie Harris,
yep,
Claire Bloom, Russ Tamlin, directed by Robert Wise, who did The Sound of Music with Sam Pebbles, you know, one of the great film directors,
yep,
one of the most versatile film directors of all time.
Yep,
and I'm wondering,
sure,
if that, I don't know if you ever saw the movie, but if you did, was that an inspiration?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm a child of the films of the 60s and the 70s. That's what I grew up on. That's still to this day what I always say were the best decades of film. And absolutely The Haunting had a big influence, and so did Rosemary's Baby and The Exorcist and the original Omen, all around that same era of time. They just, to me, they were crafted the best and put together the best.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Stephen R. Monroe. He is the co-writer and director of one of Tubi's first original made-for-TV movies, Harlan Manor, and it premieres this Friday on Tubi, which is owned by Fox. They acquired it over a year ago. It's one of the growing number of multi-channel bundles you can get on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Stephen joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Abbott, I'm with you live from, and well, from New York. We're at 58 degrees at the top of the hour. You have a question or comment for our guest? Make that phone call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We're usually on Mondays and Fridays at this very hour, and coming up on our next live episode Friday, we'll get into Head of the Class, the new reboot of ABC's popular 1980s comedy about brainy kids and a brainy teacher at the time played by Howard Hessman. One of those brainy kids was played by Robert Givens, who is back on the adult side of the ledger in this remake that premieres next week on HBO Max. We'll have the two executive producers and showrunner guiding things, Amy Pacha and Seth Cohen. They're both with us live. That's next this Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, and they are our lead guests right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Also on the program, we'll have a show to know, and that show to know is the new series coming to Apple TV Plus this Friday, and the first from Brooklyn Nets player Kevin Durant. The NBA superstar is now getting into television production, and he may have a winner from early reviews. It's called Swagger. That's our show to know. You'll hear about that Friday, too. 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Once you got the go-ahead for doing this movie, what was your thought about how you wanted to make this paranormal investigation film different and distinct from other things in the genre?
Well, for me, primarily, I wanted to bring a dramatic storyline into it. and a dramatic vibe to it with these characters that, you know, stands out from the, you know, boo, we're scaring you, or, you know, gore, we're trying to gross you out kind of horror films. So I wanted to bring that element to it and also give it a very distinct visual style, almost like the constant voyeuristic vibe to the visual look also on there. So, you know, I just wanted to do my best to make it stand out from the many, you know, paranormal investigator films that have been done in the past.
Mm-hmm. How did that intent influence how you cast the film, how you wrote the film, who you picked to be on your production team, cinematographer, filmmaker, et cetera? How did all of that, you know, come into play?
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of it, a lot of that as far as crew and casting and things like that, you know, comes out of, you know, where you shoot it these days, because, you know, primarily there's not a lot of production done in Los Angeles anymore. So you kind of have to go with, you know, what is locally available to you. Luckily for me, the three lead actors I had all worked with before, they're all Canadian actors. And I knew right off the bat that when we were going to film up there that they'd be perfect for it. And I pitched all the ideas to Tubi, and luckily they liked that. And then mostly as far as crew, you know, I just had to pick and choose from the local crew that was available where we shot, and luckily got an amazing cinematographer named Greg Nicod to film it. And luckily we saw 100% eye to eye as soon as I told him what we were going for. We just clicked and it went very smoothly visually, you know, even though we had a really tough schedule.
Where did you end up shooting, and how did you pick the haunted house that these investigators investigate?
Yeah, it was interesting, actually. You know, it was written for the South in the state, like that area from, you know, like Missouri, you know, Missouri area, Tennessee area, that kind of thing is what we wrote it for. But we shot it in Winnipeg, where I had done a few other films over the years, and there was this one building that I had seen all the time driving around the city that was there that completely fit the story and was available for filming. So we ended up in this place that was a hospital and had a manor attached to it, just like in the story. And, you know, it fit and it was perfect. And I was very grateful that we all remembered that building and that we got to shoot there.
So how does the plot go? How do these investigators come together to find and deal with this manor? And how does their experiences with the ghosts trigger the issues that the individual members of this squad have?
Well, this is a kind of internet sensation show, these guys, and they're wrapping up their final season. And this is their final episode of their series. Now they're kind of moving on in their lives. Some people have families, et cetera, things like that. And they pick this place for the final episode, and it turns out to literally be the final episodes of everybody's career and lives. And they so they pick this place based on the history of it and go there to shoot their finale. And then as they start to do their initial walkthrough of the building and the structure for the show, before they do their lockdown all night, they all started to get affected, feel a little overwhelmed. You know, one of them gets basically rushed by a ghost. Another one gets the wind knocked out of him by a ghost, all things that have been documented by you know, people, ghost hunters and, you know, just people throughout history that have been affected by ghosts. And that night before they get ready to do the lockdown, these good friends actually start to be agitated and turn on each other because the spirits that are in this building turn out to be incredibly distressed and demented. And
well, by the way, what kind of ghosts are they? Are these ghosts that let's say were cursed in some way, or ghosts that were wronged by a circumstance when they were living that as ghosts they want to correct?
Yes, there's two. Without giving away any spoilers, there are two. One is a doctor who did very evil things to his patients, and his ghost is trapped in there kind of somewhat as a punishment. He can't leave for what he's done. And then there's another ghost of a young girl who is one of his victims who is basically there and is I don't want to give too much of a spoiler away, but she's possessed by something to seek revenge on those who did horrible things to her and the other women and girls that were in this women's hospital. Basically, everything bad was done by this doctor and his wife.
When you write and direct a movie like this, are there certain parameters that you want to hit in terms of what makes a good, solid movie of this nature? You know, there's certain things that you have to hit, like the ghosts have to be this way, the team has to encounter such and such a time. You have to build, there's certain ways you build suspense, let's say, that you wouldn't do in another type of film.
Yeah, well, I kind of consider myself a director that writes, not a writer director. I think they're two different things. So when I do write, I write for a pacing and a vibe that's less structural than a writer would, because I think sometimes too much structure can end up becoming predictable or staling a movie or something like that. So I always write for something that I know will have a strong visual, because that's what my background is very heavily visually based. You know, God bless my parents. They made me watch Stanley Kubrick movies when I was a kid. So that's the kind of director I wanted to be, somebody that knows camera and knows the visual. You know, much less of a writer and more of someone that brings something to the screen. So I always try and stay a little bit away from formula and structure and go for, you know, stick with my gut as to what I think will make the movie flow the best and feel the best.
Mm-hmm. Harlan Manor is one of Tubi's first made-for-TV movies. They've done a couple already, including one from the Sharknado people. With Joey Lawrence, which NSN did quite well. Harlan Manor will premiere this Friday on Tubi. That's the multi-channel bundle owned by Fox. It's available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices all over the place. We're speaking with Stephen R. Monroe. He is the co-writer and director of this film. And we'll find out in a moment whether this film may graduate into a television series. More about that shortly. If a question or comment on many minutes with Stephen, make that call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. And coming up in our next half hour, we'll explore another one of the newer multi-channel bundles. It's called Flix TV. We've got the three co-creators of that venture. They'll be with us in our next half hour. Plus, we have a winner of our classic trivia question segment. You'll find out who that winner is and the correct answer that we posed to the question on Monday. That's all coming up in our next half hour. As you may know, we're now seeing these multi-channel bundles like Tubi create original programming. In fact, Tubi is going to do about 140 hours worth of original programming in various genres between now and next summer. Could be more if things go the way they're going. And other people do. What's it been like, the working relationship between Tubi and you?
It's been absolutely fantastic. They've been very they've been very trusting with me, which is great, and a breath of fresh air. And you know, they have the same ambition as me, just to make sure we make the best movie that we possibly can. And you know, all I can keep saying is that they trust the filmmaker, which is a great thing these days. It doesn't happen a lot anymore, unfortunately.
Oh, before we get into whether or not this becomes a series and whether Tubi has investigated this, talk about the cast members, because the cast people come from all sorts of different backgrounds. One came from a Chucky movie. Chucky, of course, is now a TV series on simulcast on USA and Sci-Fi. It was on last night.
Yep.
In fact, Chucky, in case you didn't know, also was the co-host, if you will, of NXT 2.0. That's on from 8 to 10 on USA. You've got a person from Sweet Magnolias. You got another person from The Ice Road. So you've got, like, these actors that come from very different backgrounds, some the same genre you're working on, some from all sorts of other different comedic or dramatic roles.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I'm a firm believer, just like I try and say to producers and networks and distributors, you know, I'm just a director. I'm not a horror director, or I'm not a thriller director, or I feel the same way with actors. I feel like an actor is an actor, and if they're right for the role, it doesn't really matter what they've done. It's always great to have an actor with, as they say, horror cred, like Summer, who you were mentioning. And you know, it's also great to have, you know, like Dion Johnson, who is the lead in the movie, had never done a horror film, and that's why he really wanted to do this. And his excitement level dealing with horror for the first time was just fantastic. So good to have a veteran, and it's good to have a rookie, both.
In finding out about this film, one thing that hit was, if this film is successful, it could very easily be turned into a television series where you have this paranormal team investigate different psychic phenomena, different phenomena of ghosts, whether they are poltergeists or doppelgangers or whatever. Has Tubi suggested that that might in fact be the case? If this is successful, that Steven, go ahead with your crew and turn this into a series.
Well, I mean, I could only hope so. That would be absolutely fantastic. I think there was one email while we were shooting, when we were discussing dailies, where you know, to be mentioned, they were so happy with dailies. I joked about doing a prequel, and got the usual thumbs up emojis. So I could, you know, I could only hope so much. I think a prequel would be really cool, because hopefully when everyone watches the movie, they see that at the beginning of the second act, each of the investigators tells story of, you know, how they became interested in this as a career. And, you know, each of them were affected in their youth. And I think you could go all the way back and start there with a series. And, you know, do several seasons of prequels. I think it would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, no matter what's next for you in terms of TV making or movie making?
I actually just wrapped another horror thriller for Tubi called Unborn, kind of a Rosemary's Baby type thing. Mm-hmm. That is kind of a supernatural thriller horror. But we just wrapped, and I'm literally editing right now, so don't have a ton of information on it. But I believe it's for the beginning of next year. But it was another great experience with Tubi.
I got to ask, what was it like working on that kind of film? Because we've had not only movies like Rosemary's Baby, of course, which was a breakthrough role for Mia Farrow, coming off Peyton Place, her big TV breakthrough.
Absolutely.
Role. But also, yep, we've had, way back in the 70s, you had movies like Daughter of the Mine and others that sort of had the Rosemary's Baby idea to one degree or another. That was, ABC did for their movies of the week.
Yeah, it. I had a good time doing it because it really, it really brought me back to those style of horror films, and I tried to shoot them. I tried to shoot it that way, and the lead actress that we had, Jade Harlow, actually, ironically, also came from soaps, and her performance was absolutely amazing. So I kept, while we were shooting, I kept saying, you're my Mia Farrow. And it was fun because there was a lot of, horror moments that weren't standard horror things, that were just conversations that had a suspense and a creepiness to them, which a lot of horror films don't anymore. You know, a lot of it is just, get in there and start splattering blood everywhere right away. And this had a heavy psychological and supernatural element to it also.
Bottom line, no matter what goes on with Holland Manor, the two-way relationship with our guests will continue. And Holland Manor will be premiering this Friday on Tubi. That's Fox's multi-channel bundle, which you can get on smart TV sets and smart devices all over the place. And for more details about the bundle, here's where you go, www.tubi.tv. That's www.tubi.tv. Holland Manor, co-written and directed by our guest Stephen Monroe, that premieres on Tubi this Friday. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on getting this film off the ground and the next film coming up that will hopefully be out early next year on this very same service. Hope we can have you back for that. And hopefully the beginning of a greater relationship, whether movies or series, with this multi-channel bundle. It's been great to have you on.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Same here. Take care. Enjoy the week. Rest of the week.
You too. Thank you.
Stephen L. Monroe, co-writer and director of Harlan Manor, coming to Tubi, the multi-channel bundle, this Friday. More tomorrow will be televised coming away, but first some words from the fine folks at our sponsor, Audible.com. It's a medical story. It's a romance story. It's a suspense story. It's all part of Getting Real, the new audiobook by Emma Chase, which you can get right now if you become a trial runner for Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 250,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and all various podcast affiliates. And our website, tomorrowbetelevised.podsite.io. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook, a one-month trial of the service, plus great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com, and, while it lasts, health and wellness information that can make a big difference for you or someone you know. And get this, if you're already an Amazon Prime customer, two audiobooks come your way for the trial of one. One of them can be from the growing catalog of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio productions and podcast series, best of Broadway or Broadway regional theater, great one-woman and one-man performances. So how about making today the day that you figure out how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world? And with Halloween coming up this weekend, and, of course, Thanksgiving, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, etc. in the months ahead, makes a great holiday season gift for you or someone you love that can last a lifetime. So for all details, go to audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. I promise you, you're in for a great listening experience. And coming up in our next half hour, we'll have more great things to listen to when it comes to the world of multi-channel bundle. We'll get into the latest to hit the scene, CLIX, CLIX-TV, with its three co-founders, Anna Patricia Sullivan and Stacey Jonah. They will join us live from Palm Beach, Florida, and in the case of Jonah, Los Angeles. Then, our concert trivia segment, we've got a new winner, and we'll tell you what the winning answer is, too. It's all coming up after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You connect the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, Spreaker.com, and Tune.com. Together, they reach over 65 million listeners around the world every month and growing. If you love reggae music, then check out Reggae Wednesdays. It's tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, Reggae Wednesdays, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, best be charged 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of this Tomorrow Be Televised Multi-Channel Bundle Hour Special. Coming away live from Nueva York, Simon Applebaum here with you. 58 degrees at the top of the hour. If you have a question or comment for our guest ahead, make that call, 646-652-2906. or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And coming up before the top of the hour, we'll tell you about our new classic trivia segment winner and that big winning answer and what our winner will be getting. That's all straight ahead. We just had a guest involved with one of the first multi-channel bundles hit the scene, Tubi, now owned by Fox. Now we're going to get into one of the latest multi-channel bundles hit the scene. It's called Clix, C-L-I-X-TV. It is playing all over the place, everywhere from Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, LG televisions, Plex TV as well, and it's also running on IMDb.TV, which is Amazon's ad-supported service. Joining us live to talk about it are the three co-founders of the service. First two come from Palm Beach, Florida, and they are partners in both business and in life, Ed and Patricia Sullivan. Ed and Patricia, welcome in. And we should be getting them any moment. And while we do, we're also bringing on our third guest, live from Los Angeles, the third co-founder of Clix TV, Stacy Jolna. Stacy, great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Simon. You know, you're one of the great thought leaders digitally, and it's really a pleasure to reconnect with you.
Same here, Stacy,
and
thank you so much for the great words. And Ed and Patricia are now aboard. Ed and Patricia, welcome.
I think he's
Hi,
muted.
Simon. Thanks for having us on. Yes, thanks for having us on.
You're very, very welcome. And Ed, just to let everybody know, are you related to Ed Sullivan, the famous, variety show host of all time?
I am not, but I am the only Ed Sullivan left.
the other guy died,
Simon.
We'll take it. And Ed, we'll start with you. What is Clix TV all about? What makes this multi-channel service special?
Oh, we started with the idea that entertainment meeting e-commerce, right? So that not only can you watch, but you can get immersed in a brand experience and then actually buy product. And we have that primarily on our web and mobile service. So a lot of the content producers that have been working with us and working with Patricia and Stacy, of course, actually brought the idea to us that we should be doing longer format shows. They have long format shows. We've been doing 2-minute shows on our web platform targeted to mobile. And we thought we'd take advantage of that. And we had some friends approach us and say, you know, we can help you get on. So we're really enjoying this experience of being an OTT and multi-channel environment with some really great shows that are very exciting to watch from over 70 different content showrunners, producers, and library owners.
So, Patricia, on the TV side of things, tell us about these short-form clips or these short-form shows. Are they similar to what QB tried to do and Go90 tried to do before them?
I think that our difference is we offer it in series-based so that it gives people the opportunity to not just watch a one-off video, but they can actually binge on 6 to 8 short series that end up making a whole show. And I also think that we have such great, great, great producers that have come to us. Everything from seasoned professionals to the brand new kids that are just jumping in who have a point of view and a unique idea that they want to get across, and we help them find an audience through professionally produced promos that we send out through social media to draw people back into Clix TV to binge.
Mm-hmm. Stacy, talk about the e-commerce side of things. I get that it's currently on web and mobile. Explain how it works. And how soon will it come to television, given that we now are in an environment where you have 80-85% of all U.S. households have smart TV sets and devices, and then more and more of them are now contained, including the ones that Amazon started selling today and X-Class, Comcast started selling last week, have artificial intelligence built in. We're talking voice service like Alexa, Siri, Google Assistant, et cetera, which allow the viewer to control the set with their voice as well as with their remote control, which I would think makes interactivity far, far easier to happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities with all the technology that's driving a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but it's all siloed. So when we built Clix TV, we said let's really bring together the entertainment experience for consumers everything starts with the consumer. And, you know, when we look at entertainment, it's the top two forms of entertainment are watching video, movies, series, streaming, as well as shopping. And so we said, okay, what if we created a platform that allows consumers to binge on this and shop for that? So it became an integration of e-commerce, which is incredibly popular. It's a multi-trillion dollar business, and watching snippets of content in everything from action adventure, global adventure to sneak peeks of top streaming movies and series on your favorite platforms, from Roku to Amazon to Apple TV, and then be able to jump over, take a look at the best stuff that you may want to have, you may want to buy, learn more about it, and push that buy button, and immediately be able to have access to those products. So that's where we bring together what we believe is the top forms of entertainment. That's on clickstv.com. It's going to be on our apps. And when it comes to our linear channels, we've got a lot of ideas that I can't tell you about just now, Simon, but we're going to be bringing together those worlds on TV as well.
What kind of interest, Stacey Singh, with you, do you have from advertising brands about using this commerce opportunity? And I also understand that you may have like websites like Rakuten and Awin and others that allow, you know, the more you use their service, the more you you gain points, or the more you can get like rewards or special bargains. Are they looking at this as a way to get into television too through you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's absolutely true. And you know, the most popular phrase you hear on Madison Avenue right now is direct to consumer. So brands are really looking at the incredible success of companies like Shopify and Amazon, and really thinking through the opportunity to move advertising down the traditional marketing funnel from just awareness of their brand and of new initiatives from their brand, all the way to the ability for consumers to purchase at the bottom of that funnel. So brands are, you know, they're really interested today, as our agencies, of course, in experimenting with new opportunities that will move the business forward. And we want to be there to embrace them, to work together to develop the future of shopping, as well as the future of entertainment.
We are talking about Clicks TV. It's the newest multi-channel bundle service package, whatever you want to call it. It started last week. It's now available on a variety of smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Some of the programs also running on IMDb.TV. That's Amazon's, or the IMDb, no .TV. That's Amazon's ad-supported service. All of it, again, available on smart TV sets and smart devices. We're talking with the co-founders of this venture. That's Ed and Patricia Sullivan. They're with us live from Palm Beach, Florida. And Stacey Jonah, live from Los Angeles. And they're all here this half hour on Swabby Televised. Happy you're here along with us. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. We're at 58 degrees at the top of the hour. For the question of comment for our trio, well, make the call go, 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up Friday on the Marvy Televised, in this very hour, 3-4 p.m. Eastern Time, that's new to one on the West Coast, we'll have as our lead guest the executive producer and showrunners of HBO Max's new reboot of the popular ABC's 80s sitcom, Head of the Class. Remember that show about all the brainy kids? Howard Hessman of WKRP Cincinnati fame was the big teacher. Robin Givens was among the kids. Now she's an adult, and she is in the reboot. We'll have executive producer and showrunners Amy Pacha and Seth Cohen. They're our lead guests Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Smarby Televised. And talk about some of the original programming that you're running on Fix TV. Unlike what we had in the last half hour, where you have been around for some time, before Fox picked it up a year ago, now they're doing originals. You're doing originals right off the bat. What kind, and so far, how are they being received by the public?
It's being received very well, and we're actually watching what's being viewed and serving more of that kind of show to the audience. One of our top-performing shows that we have is called Celebrity Sweat, where celebrity actors, musicians, and artists actually work out with professional trainers, and there's a lot of banter that goes back and forth about who they are and what they do. That show does very well. Something else that does very well that Stacey mentioned earlier before is the sneak peek idea of watching a trailer episodically, you know. So, and we've been doing that, you know. So, and that's drawn a lot of interest lately, as well as TV show premieres, TV shows like Ted Lasso, which was a very word of mouth television show. And we believe that that part of our service can grow into a very, very compelling business for us, with studios and television networks who seek to help the consumers and audiences find their shows.
Patricia, as the chief content officer of this venture, you have been able to find some very interesting scripted and unscripted series to put on your service off
yes.
the bat. Talk about some of those. I understand you've got some comedies, you've got some adventure shows.
Yeah.
You've got some very unusual esports stuff. Tell us about that.
And some of it are combos. We have Baking with Chickens, which is a cooking show, but it's humorous. She happens to love chickens, not to eat, but to use their eggs and fresh, like, you know, souffles, et cetera. We have some really fun scripted one called Fun Little Movies. And actually, one of the stars, who I'm going to blank on his name right now, but he's Ted Lasso's assistant coach. So it was fun seeing him get a big break on that. So we've got a wide variety. We've just brought on what we're trying to do is create verticals. So when viewers come, there's not just one show for them to watch, but if they like e-gaming, then there's a lot for them to watch. So we're filling up that category right now, and we're just starting to attract that. If you like exercise shows, we've got those, or just finding out what the celebrities are doing to keep in shape.
Yeah. This global adventure, Shandar the Lion Prince, is that a scripted show, either live action or animation? How'd you find this? It seems like a very interesting buried treasure.
It is a buried treasure. This guy is great. His parents actually founded a preserve in South Africa, and he's taken up the mantle. And he helps animals that have been injured, helps teach people about the animals of Africa so they're not hunting down these beautiful beasts. And he really is a shining example for everybody, not taking them and for show, oh, here, come pet the baby lion for $100 and exploiting them. He's trying to teach about the animals in the wild and protect the ones in his preserve.
Mm-hmm.
And well,
now, on the other side
mention,
of the coin, you have this show called Expensive Tastes, and it comes across like a Ripley's Believe It or Not of
yes.
what the lengths people are going to go through to eat and drink. In the press release that I saw that came out last week, apparently one of the episodes deals with the true tale of a coffee cup. A cup of coffee that was, if you wanted it, you wanted to drink it, $100.
Yes. And actually, we have the perfect person hosting it, who's actually the Crown Prince of Monaco. Who better than Emmanuel Filiberto? Or, I'm sorry, Crown Prince of Italy. What am I saying? Apart. Anyhow, so he is fantastic. He's definitely grown up in a privileged life. So he travels around and finds out the most amazing, like sushi, two bites for $250, a surf and turf with 24 karat gold on it, just things that we didn't even know existed. A shot of McCallum costing 50, or well, the whole bottle is $15,000, a very sophisticated scotch that I certainly would never be trying, but it's wonderful to know it exists.
I got to ask, what's been the reaction to this show? Do people think, like, are people crazy to pay $100 for a cup of coffee or $250 for some sushi?
Well, the people who are offering these things try to explain it in the show, well, it's got gold. It's like the truffles are only from this part, and it costs this much. But I have to say, I really appreciate Emmanuel, because on some of them he goes, ah, this is really fantastic. But on a couple he goes, no way I would pay this amount of money. So he really calls it out as he sees it.
Mm-hmm. Stacey, in terms of the programming, it appears that what you're going for, at least with the originals, is to try some unexpected genres or some unexpected approaches to familiar genres. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. You know, in fact, if we had a bumper sticker for Click TV, it would be expect the unexpected, right? So it's these great emerging comedians and adventurers. And my favorite, by the way, is a guy named Rob Floyd, who is a master mixologist, this being Wednesday, right? It's hump day. So, you know, check out Rob Floyd, who will teach you how to make the best drinks in the world. So we went in that direction to look for really cool programs from great presenters and balance that with really terrific sneak peeks at some of the most popular streaming shows and movies on your services that you may not have had the time to watch.
Does Clix TV also provide space for, let's say, networks that are now running on smart TV sets and smart TV devices, and in some cases other multi-channel bundles, in terms of reaching new audiences?
Yeah, absolutely. We see ourselves fundamentally as an ally to all the great stakeholders in the entertainment industry. So it's the studios, it's the networks, it's the streaming companies. But most of all, we're focused on consumers and what they may be interested in, whether it's emerging talent and, you know, some of the oddball programs that we've discovered, or it's some of the best performing high budget shows from Netflix or Amazon or Apple TV, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Click TV, CLX TV, is the multi-channel bundle that we are talking about this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised, on our special edition dealing with the whole, and we're going to talk to Stacey, by the way, what he thinks about this whole universe of bundles and where it's all going. In terms of we, the people covering and watching television. We've got the three people behind Clix TV, which is available on most smart TV sets and smart TV devices, Anna Patricia Sullivan and Stacey Jonah. Anna Patricia live with us from Palm Beach, Florida. Stacey Jonah from Los Angeles, La La Land. By the way, Stacey, how are things going in L.A. given the bomb cyclone that hit North California and the Pacific Northwest early last couple
days? Thanks for
asking.
I think the bomb hit your neighborhood yesterday, Simon. But yeah, it's all sunny and nice here in L.A.
Yeah. Almost 4 inches here in New York City proper, and then a little bit higher in the metro area.
Yep. Hey, I was going to say, Simon, I'm not surprised that you were attracted to the expensive taste shows, because I've always thought of you that way, as, you know, a guy who looks for the, you know, the most expensive foods and drinks, right?
We will make that conversation offline one.
Well, don't we all like to see how the other half lives?
We love you, audience, and we're going to keep this conversation to ourselves. You'll just have to use your imagination out there. That's what radio is all about, folks. Anyway, if you have a question or comment for our guests and our many minutes with them, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. I want to thank everybody who listened to our episodes last week when we had, on Monday, Sarah Gamble, the co-creator, executive producer, and showrunner of You, the big Netflix hit, now in season three, getting a season four next year. And especially last Friday's show, dealing with one of the other latest multi-channel bundles out there, UMAX.TV, with Jim Devereaux. And also, we had the head of Telemedia, that's the fast-growing Spanish-language media TV entity, and that, of course, is Isabel Rafferty. We have got a lot of great response to both those episodes. We thank you for that. If you haven't heard them yet, Go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, or check out our podcast available on iTunes, Apple TV, and all of our podcast sites, iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and so on. Patricia, what kind of response are you getting from series creators, whether scripted or unscripted, who would like to work for you? Are they opening up what they've done, whether web or other TV places, to run on your service? And also, when are you going to be commissioning original product?
As soon as possible, but we really love that the producers, many of them come to us and talk to us, and then they come back bringing not just one idea or one series, but multiple. We're perfect for the producer who wants to follow their creative dream, but is worried whether they can find distribution or an audience. We help them do that, and I love seeing all the unique programming that's being created and being offered to us.
Mm-hmm. And at some point, do you see Clicks doing interactive content, not just advertising or the ability to order products and services, but also choose your own adventure kind of shows, other types of interactive formats using virtual worlds, augmented reality, or maybe even do a video chat kind of affair?
Yes, I do, Simon. I see. We are audience pleasers. That's the business that we're in. We're marketing folks. That's what we have built our reputation on. And we probably are going to sit back and see how that category works before we dive right in. We like the idea. We've seen it at work several times. And I think particularly in our category of gaming, you know, and esports, I think that's a perfect opportunity for it. And we have a really big response. We just signed up Super League, which just announced today, I believe. Is that right, Stacey? They just announced today that they're
tomorrow,
on a platform.
Tomorrow, but you just...
Tomorrow,
you just,
tomorrow.
Yeah, you
I just scooped them.
Simon's audience to preview.
I just scooped them.
Go right ahead and
so,
say it. Listeners, you're getting a scoop, folks.
But the gaming spot on our platform is designed just for that, Simon. And we are going to experiment with everything with our producers who are very excited about that idea of everything from augmented reality to interactive game shows. And, you know, even television series, that's a possibility. We are not the producer in those cases. So, you know, when people want to experiment with those things, we embrace that with them, and we're ready to try anything with them for the audience. And we're big at promoting the shows and drawing audience to those ideas.
Yeah. And, Patricia, I don't know if you're aware of Virtual Bird Studios, the folks at Orville Redux for Legendary, and a service on Smart TV that did not happen called, unfortunately, was curtailed called Alpha. But I know that they want to – we had them on our show a couple months ago, and they want to do more interactive science fiction series and maybe other genres too. So you might want to contact those folks because they are –
That's a good
thank
one.
You. Sure. Sure. Thank you. And
thank
when it comes to interactivity, we're also exploring interactivity in the shopping area, whereas you can actually – shop with other people, get discounts for having your friends join in. So we have a lot of ideas and concepts that are going to be put into play down the road.
Mm-hmm. Stacey, final thoughts from you. This whole multi-channel bundle universe has exploded in the last year or two. So many contenders,
yeah.
What you're doing, Tubi, Fubo, Zumo, Local Now from Byron Allen, Stir from Sinclair, Plex, so many different contenders. Why do you think we're seeing this explosion of bundles? And also, now we're seeing original content, not just taking services, but also commissioning original content. Why do you think the public has really embraced this idea of multi-channel bundles over the television set, these smart TV products?
Yeah, I think it's not just about TV. I think it's about every screen, and that's what Clicks TV was architected to do, to create great entertainment across every screen, every platform. And I don't think we're the only geniuses when it comes to this. You know, everybody who's creating these bundles is looking at audience demand for more diversity in programming, more quality in programming. It may or may not involve ad support or subscription support. And so the creating this real diverse world of entertainment for consumers across screens is really what the future is about.
And Clix TV may very well be a harbinger of that future, along with all the multi-channel bundles that are operating, and I have a hunch we may have more to come too. If you want to know more about Clix TV and what it is up to now and future, here's where you go online. Clix TV, CIXTV.com, it's CIXTV.com, ClixTV.com, and again, Clix TV, now available on lots of smart TV sets, devices like Amazon Fire TV, also LG TV sets, Roku, Apple TV, and some of the content also running on Amazon's ad-supported service, that's IMDb TV. Stacey Jonia and Patricia Sullivan, thank you all for coming on. I have a hunch we'll be hearing from you very, very soon, sooner rather than later. It's been a great pleasure having all of you on.
Thank you, Simon.
You're very welcome. Everyone take care. Enjoy the rest of the week and beyond.
Cheers.
And Patricia Sullivan, Stacey Jonah, joining us live from Palm Beach, Florida, and Stacey's Case, Los Angeles, this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Now time for our classic trivia question of the week. And for the first time in several weeks, we have a winner. And that winner is Carrie McGann from New York, New York. She got the question we posed on Monday. She did it on Tuesday morning. The question was, what CBS game show was hosted by Walter Cronkite? Yes, at one point the most trusted man in America, CBS evening newscaster for many, many years. In the summer of 1954, the answer, it's news to me. Mark Goodson, Bill Tomlin production that was hosted originally for 2 years before that by the host of What's My Line and the former ABC News news anchor person, then director, John Daly. So once again, it's news to me was the game show that Walter Cronkite hosted on CBS in the summer of 1954. So Karen McGann, you win, and you also get the unofficial Hocus Pocus cookbook and the SpongeBob SquarePants Survival Guide by David Lohman. That's all coming your way. We'll have a new classic trivia question for you on Monday, and we'll have another opportunity for you to win that unofficial Hocus Pocus cookbook. So tune in then. And if you know the answer, email me. And if we don't get a winner by Monday, when we post the question, we'll give the question on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks to all our guests for being here today and all of you for tuning in. Remember, coming on Friday, Amy Poehler and Seth Cohen from HBO Max's reboot of Head of the Class, premiering next week. Don't forget the Cayman Land Today Show. Go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out our podcast coming your way shortly on all of our podcast destinations. And we'd love to hear from you. What do you think about our multi-channel bundle special today? And what's your thoughts about their future and the future of TV overall? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Whatever you do, we do respond because what you say matters. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other streamers of this program. Andy Toews, B2R's General Manager, Jay Sundberg, Head of Content. Website maintenance by Podsite, the Internet's new podcast destination. For more, go to podsite.io. Our web coordinator, guitarist, Bacon. Tomorrow Be Televised, brought to you by Audible.com, the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Audible transforms the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and more, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Wednesday and week. Back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, and all of our podcasts, opposed to the iRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to now and then, please make it safe and great. Have been vaccinated. Check your doctor. Go over your medical records, then make a great choice. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.